It's State of the State. I'm Brian Mackey, and today the State of the State is factual. President Barack Obama signed the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act into law back in 2010. It's taken a while for its provisions to come online, not to mention two legal challenges that went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. But by last year, 2014, much of the Affordable Care Act had gone into effect, meaning we might already be seeing evidence of the terrible consequences some of the law's detractors predicted. And that's what we're going to hear about today. A pair of economists have put one of the central claims of Obamacare opponents to the test. That is Obamacare a job killer?
Obamacare is a job killer. Businesses across the country have been asked what the impact is of Obamacare. Three-quarters of those surveyed by the Chamber of Commerce said Obamacare makes it less likely for them to hire people.
You know that Obamacare is a job killer. The Congressional Budget Office, which doesn't work for either the Republicans or the Democrats, said it's going to prevent the creation of 2.5 million jobs.
Listen, under Obamacare, it's the biggest job killer in this country. Millions of Americans have lost their jobs. Millions of American single moms are working part-time because Obamacare kicks in at 30 hours a week. They've been forced to work 28, 29 hours a week.
That was Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney in 2012, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell on CNBC in 2014, and Senator Ted Cruz on CNN this year. The quote-unquote job killer talking point is a favorite of Obamacare opponents, but is it accurate? A pair of economists wanted to find out.
Yes, Robert Kestner, a professor in the Institute of Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois.
Kestner worked with fellow economist Bowen Garrett, who's based at the Urban Institute in Washington, D.C. He says they wanted to look at the question because it's still relevant. As we just heard, people are still saying the Affordable Care Act has cost jobs.
All the conservative groups, the editorials in the National Review, Wall Street Journal, refer to Obamacare as a job killer. And to be fair, there are reasons why you would expect that, just like food stamps might cause people to work less. It's not implausible. The question always becomes, how big of an effect if it is, if there's any, and not whether there could be an effect.
Kestner's report has some formidable equations in the section that explains how they did the research, but he says the idea is relatively simple. They looked at government statistics for how many people were working between 2000 and 2013 and how that changes with the boom and bust of the economy. Armed with more than a decade of information,
then we can say, well, what would happen in 2014 based on that 14-year historical period? If the labor force, if the percentage of people who worked was the same as in the past, how many people would we expect to work in 2014? And then we make a prediction. Then we observed how many people actually worked in 2014, and we compared the two numbers.
So what are the findings? Is the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, a job killer?
In general, there's very little evidence that the ACA had any negative effects. When we went to see what we expected, the number of people who are working, the number of hours they work, and we compared it to how many people are actually working and how many hours, we really see basically no difference between the actual and expected.
In fact, Kestner and his co-author found the ratio of people actually working was 0.6 percentage points higher than the expected number. But statistically speaking, there's no significant difference. The report also broke out a specific subset of the workforce, people with just a high school diploma or less. The idea was that people with the least education were the most likely to benefit from the expansion of health care.
For the lower educated group, we actually found something that was a little surprising, and that's we actually found an increase in the number of people working relative to what we would expect. So the opposite of being a job killer, the ACA was associated with actually a job improvement.
Kestner did find one area in which predictions about Obamacare were right. Remember when we heard Senator Cruz say,
millions of American single moms are working part-time because Obamacare kicks in at 30 hours a week. They've been forced to work 28, 29 hours a week.
Kestner found that the increase in employment among the least educated members of the workforce was partly because of an increase in part-time employment. But he says the evidence suggests it's because employees are choosing that. not because they were forced into it by their employers.
If you're working full-time and you're low income, you might just be outside the income eligibility range for a subsidy on the health insurance marketplaces, or you might just be making too much to be eligible for Medicaid. So a rational response would be, well, if I cut back from full-time to part-time, I lose some income, but I get pretty significant subsidy. So that was something that would be predicted by people. But the overall increase in the total employment rate was not predicted. But both of those effects, I would caution, are quite small. They weren't big either, but they were statistically significant.
Is there a broader lesson for policymakers to take from this? I mean, if some of the predictions were wrong here.
Let's differentiate between policymakers and politicians. Politicians exaggerate, and the broader lesson for the public is politicians exaggerate a lot. But for policymakers, the lesson is, you know, the world can be divided into two groups. There's no doubt that the Affordable Care Act has the potential to decrease work. The question is, do we think that people are going to respond and employers are going to respond in very strong behavioral ways, or is it typical that we see much more modest types of response to these incentives? And here the lesson is that, well, there's hardly much evidence of a big response by either individuals or employers, and the evidence that we do see is that it's modest and small.
I had the opportunity this morning. I was out at the Illinois State Fair here in Springfield, and both Senator Durbin and Congressman Rodney Davis, who's a Republican from Central Illinois, were there. And I kind of mentioned this report to them and tried to get their reaction. Not surprisingly, they both kind of went back to their sort of
talking points
on the Affordable Care. I mean, have you heard from any politicians / policymakers, which I maybe more charitably consider one and the same sometimes?
I mean, again, I differentiate between the two. I think it's, I think politicians ignore a lot of the facts and are appealing to sentiment and feelings and emotions. But policymakers, so in terms of Illinois, I think our state has expanded Medicaid. So I think any efforts to kind of rescind that or back off of that are based. There's lots of reasons to whether that you can say that's a good or a bad policy. But if the case is trying to be made in Illinois that our expansion has potentially kept our economy in Illinois from growing because of the negative effects on the labor market, I think that would be incorrect and something that is not based on fact and potentially harmful if followed through.
Okay, so on the question of the day, has Obamacare destroyed jobs? The evidence, at least through 2014, says no. That seems like as good a place to end as any, but I do want to add, something Kestner said has stuck with me.
Politicians ignore a lot of the facts.
That idea really sums up what's driving this State of the State podcast. It's been at the core of most of the 9 previous episodes, which I would urge you to check out at our website, wuis.org. While you're there, you can also subscribe to the podcast. Thanks for considering it, and thanks for listening. I'm Brian Mackey.